Cold draft laying low to the floor. Blankets on the couch trying to keep me warm. Well, that's just part of living here. Snow's following, starting to blow. Season drifting up on my front door. Well, life slows down at a few below.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Bakken Natives, we talk with Warren Froelich, Williston, North Dakota native. This segment of Building the Bakken is brought to you by Kids and Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. For more information on Kids and Capitalism, or to listen to their weekly KidCast, visit kidsandcapitalism.com. That's kidsandcapitalism.com. And now back to our Bakken Natives feature with interview, Williston, North Dakota native Warren Froelich.
Yes, the Broadway's shining with the marquee sign. Frozen cobblestone reflects the night. Small city, it's a big time life.
Yeah. We came at the second oil boom in the 80s, okay. And which is much different than the one that we have now.
What's the difference in your opinion?
More people, much more greed, oil development, particularly. The service companies, the pipeline companies, the people that are building high lines that will to improve electricity service have very low feelings for property rights of owners.
When you say greed, are you referring to industry, the people who own the mineral rights, government officials? I mean, is there enough to go around?
No. It's all over. It's the service companies that are charging high rates to service the companies, and of course they've been able to get by with it. It's market.
I paid $90 for an oil change in Dickinson in 2012.
Yeah.
Paid $30 back in Fargo.
That's part of it. The mm-hmm. service part of it. And God bless our local businessmen who have been there because they've been struggling mm-hmm. prior to that. The whole community, you know, Williston alone was about 13,000 population. Williams County was about 20,000 population. Now we're being asked to, as government agencies, to project what our needs are in 2050 with an estimated population of 74,000.
How can Williston project anything? In all honesty,
I don't know how they can. You just kind of take a look at, I guess, what the oil development will occur, the number mm-hmm. of oils wells that will develop, and the number of people that's going to be able to drill them and to service them. The greed in terms of lodging. You know, we have converted assisted living places into housing for oil employees mm-hmm. because there's so much. And these assisted living people in assisted living houses, they've had to find some other places to live. A lot of them have come down into this area, the Rapid City, Spearfish area.
I just interviewed a realtor this morning that said he has had such an influx of North Dakota people. Yeah, he's getting the 2 week on, 2 week off workers. He said, but it's people cashing out. Mm-hmm. He said it's senior citizens or retirees that are fed up. They cash out to some guy who wants to pay double for their house.
Yeah, right.
And then they come down here to the Black Hills and live. And mm-hmm. the greed is something I've been following since 2012 because it is universal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it transcends industries and everything else along those lines. You're in the heart of it up in Williston.
Yeah. Well, it's the center of the development. That's where most of the oil companies are locating.
Right.
Not all, but.
But how does Williston handle that? Because you guys have a higher taxable sales in Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
You just put in a $700 million community center, something along those lines.
Right. You just mentioned the rec center. You can't find a more beautiful one, a more functional one that. For North Dakota, and especially for Western North Dakota. You got water slides, and you got waves of water in there, and I don't know how much exercise equipment that's there. I've been there.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's a Taj Mahal out there.
But the country living people are the ones that are suffering the most. I mean...
To listen to the entire interview with Williston, North Dakota native Warren Froelich, or to listen to other Bakken Natives features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And that segment of Building the Bakken was brought to you by Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. For more information on Kids in Capitalism, or to listen to their weekly KidCast, visit kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Building the Bakken. Passing by. Yes, the bright wind shining with the marquee sign. Frozen cobblestone reflects the night. Small city, it's a big time life. And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking. And that concludes today's episode of Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, including our newspaper, magazines, websites, and other traditional and digital media, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. In addition to the support from this radio station, we'd also like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a great resource and connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. The Lodge at Deadwood was voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years. That's three awards, three consecutive years. The triple trifecta. The Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken. Stone reflects the night. Small city, it's a big time life. And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know. And I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. I hope my car starts when I go.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies, and I am a multimedia journalist and talk show host. Some have called me the shale play prophet, while others have called me the curator of capitalism. But honestly, I'm just a father running his son's company. That's right, Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism are family businesses tied to the Bakken oil fields. And while my 9-year-old son Otis is getting his education and working part-time for Kids in Capitalism, I'm keeping our company running. Because in 15 or 20 years, when my son is ready, the Bakken will still be a world-class oil play. Crude oil will still be drilled, and our family business will become a second-generation business. From oil companies to trucking companies, to the restaurateur to the hotel operator. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. My name is Jason Spies, and on behalf of Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism, I would like to thank everyone involved in this Bakken shale play for giving my family an opportunity of a lifetime. Actually, an opportunity of three or four lifetimes. So am I running my grandson's company, or is it my great-grandson's company?